Run for your lives! Gatchaman dies in magma? The advance of the drunken Twitter machine? Rumblings of another Kamen Rider Denno movie? All that and a Hollywood miracle in this week's Friday Aches. Welcome to yet another episode of Friday Ace. I'm your navigator, Mike Dent. Looks like Jack Frost got blown off by his date because he's sure as hell taking it out on us with this last stretch of winter. I myself had to cancel an outing this week on account of his vengeance, and Katsucon, which is happening this weekend, was thought to be the next target in his sights, but it looks like the weather is finally clearing up for everybody. Either way, best of luck to everyone who's making the trip out there. However, being snowed in just means more motivation for me to get out this week's episode. Here's what I've got in store for you for the next 10 to 15 minutes. We're starting things off right with this week's highlight reel, with a lot of it being movie-centric, so grab the popcorn for this one and just listen. Followed by a rather interesting installment of 5 in Tune, all leading up to this week's watch list. So now that you know the menu, get ready for the first course. Here comes the highlight reel. Here are all the things you should have looked into for the week of February 7th, 2010. Looking forward to that CGI Gatchaman movie in 2011. Unfortunately, that and the proposed Tetsujin 28 flick have stopped dead in the water. Yahoo Movies reports that Hong Kong-based Imaji Studios, the people behind the TMNT and Astro Boy films, shut down as of this past Tuesday. Because its parent company lost so much money, a lot of it actually happening before the release of Astro Boy, contrary to popular belief, they've had to close its doors to try and recover. It also doesn't help that the 307 employees that were laid off still haven't been paid. Here's hoping it all works out for the best, as I always hate to hear it when a studio goes under. Unless it's Gonzo, because then I giggle. Hot off the heels of the Book of Eli, the Hughes brothers have been summoned by Warner Brothers to negotiate their possible involvement in the live-action Akira adaptation. While there's been no official confirmation as of this recording, going by what comments we've heard from Comic-Con International last August, Akira will most likely end up being a 2011 release, hopefully going into production third quarter 2010, and fans will be happy to know that the original author, Katsuhiro Otomo, is involved as both consultant and producer. Having just seen the Book of Eli, something I'd advise all you valiant listeners out there to do as well, I believe this will be a good combination. I hope. Please don't screw this up, Hollywood! I know I left most of my tokusatsu eccentricities behind when I started Friday Ace, but that doesn't mean I can slip in the occasional news bite, such as the possibility of yet another Kamen Rider Denno movie. Set the Wayback Machine to about January 25th, a printout of bare-bone information regarding a new film based on the 2007 Rider series that just can't die. Entitled, Kamen Rider Denno, Last Stop, Be Forever Climax, and before anyone cries foul translation, I couldn't resist a Yamato reference, the image listed a few cast members, including the return of Takeru Sato to the role of Ryotaro, Yuichi Nakamura as Yuto Sakurai, and veteran actor Yasufumi Terabaki in an unknown role, along with the title of another anime short, Bye Bye Momotaros. This would normally reek of BS, if not for a recent blog entry by actress Rie Takahashi, who accidentally let slip on her blog February 9th all sorts of wonderful things, including her involvement in the new movie, and went on to mention not only that the regulars were present at the shooting confirming the casting rumor, but that the film would be coming out during this year's Golden Week. The entry was taken down the next day, with another in its place expressing her embarrassment over causing trouble for quote-unquote some company. If that doesn't confirm things, I don't know what else could outside of actual spy camera photography, which I'm betting we'll probably get in the coming months. So, until we're proven otherwise, I think it's safe to say that Kamen Rider Denno Final Stop will hit Japan during this year's Golden Week. In the meantime, Tensou Sentai Gosager, this year's new Super Sentai series, premieres this Sunday on TV Asahi. And for once, if you find yourself missing last year's show, you're actually being catered to for once. Because get this, images popped up this week regarding the forthcoming direct-to-DVD feature, The Return of Samurai Sentai Shinkenger Special Act. Slated to hit Japan this summer, the special epilogue to the series will feature the last remnant of the Giroshu, the team's arch-nemesis in the series, who will attack and apparently split them up amongst several worlds, hopefully none of which will involve Kamen Rider Decade. Now, this is actually a surprising move on Toei's part, as usually we never get post-series epilogues in Super Sentai. But then when you take into account the overwhelming popularity of the show, and the fact that their summer double billing was one of the first digital 3D films to be screened in Japan, and we remember that Toei and Bandai really love money, then yeah, this isn't all that surprising at all whatsoever. No word yet if this will be released on Blu-ray, but until then, The Return of Samurai Sentai Shinkenger Special Act will be hitting Japanese DVD on June 21st. Fans of Ryosuke Takahashi's Armored Trooper Votum Saga, who are waiting with bated breath for the first installment of the supposed final work in the series, the Phantom Chapter, prepare to have your jaws hit the floor. News came out this week regarding not one, not two, but three new OVA productions for the Votum's universe. This is a special occasion. Cue up the music. The first two were announced in the March issue of New Type, Armored Trooper Votum's Case Irvin and Votum's Finder, both of which will be set in the series universe. But the time periods aren't exactly clear at the moment, with Irvin introducing a new type of AT mech, the Ultra. Takahashi will not be directing either one, but will instead be directing a third OVA project, a separate six-episode series entitled Armored Trooper Votum's Alone Again. Adapting a novel that the creator himself wrote, it involves the main character Kiriko Kyuubi 32 years after the conclusion of a TV series. Alone Again is set to start with its first episode on March 26th. Trailers for all three projects will be on the first Phantom Chapter DVD, which will be hitting anytime soon. And now, the tangent of the week. Gigazine posted the results of their field test of what may be one of the most useless yet inevitable inventions ever. A breathalyzer for Twitter. For the makers of the device that tweets your pulse to let followers know you're still alive, comes Akiduki Drunk. This crude-looking metallic bot can actually detect your state of intoxication and will tweet the results to your account. Just plug it in, input your Twitter account, breathe into the machine, and Akiduki Drunk will automatically figure out where you are in your journey of debauchery, with statuses ranging from slightly tipsy to considerably drunk. To see how the staff of Gigazine fared, hit the show notes for the play-by-play. When this becomes readily available, I think I may have to get this for a couple of friends of mine. Three cheers for an eventful news week. Here comes Five in Tune. For those that are new to this whole thing, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you the top three Japanese music singles from this past week's Oricon ranking. One single that deserves your attention, and the one release you probably should have gotten this week. Also, if you like what you hear, don't download it, go out and buy it, alright? It makes everyone's lives a little easier. And we're kicking things off with a magic number, this week's number three from the Oricon Weekly Top 30. Heart and Soul by AAA. Number 2. Wow, looks like people took my advice. The one release I thought you should have bought last week, Bless by Lark on CL. The number one single for this past week. Break Up by Tohoshinki. Now, while the top three this week is actually kind of cool, there is one single from this week's top 30 that I think deserves your attention above all others. Love by Thelma Aoyama, featuring Soul from Big Bang. And the one that you should have bought this past week, BoA's latest album, Identity. Note, if you've got your finger on the pulse of the Japanese indie scene, and you've got something that deserves my attention for next week, shoot me an email, fridayace.ousa@gmail.com, because I'm all about getting exposure out to the bands that really need it. Alright, let's wind this down. Here's this week's watch list. Here's some interesting things that you might want to check out. Forget Titan Maximum. The truly well-done Power Rangers and or Voltron send-up is in the form of the Duncan Brothers' latest opus for Channel 101, Gigabot. Might not be safe for work because of all the colorful metaphors, but damn if it doesn't look amazing for a shoestring budget. New trailer for the anime film adaptation of Yuji Iwahara's manga, King of Thorn. Notable for being listed as one of the top 10 graphic novels for teens in 2008 by the Young Adult Services Association, Darker Than Black fans may want to give this one a look over as well, considering that a couple of staff have had their hands in it. This past weekend saw this year's Wonder Festival come and go, and the internet has been slammed with high-quality galleries showing off all the figures we'll be getting in the coming months. Hit up the show notes to check out some of the better ones I've dug up. Word of warning that you might want to keep some of these to yourself until you get home, because, porn. And lastly, Hulu has struck gold again by hosting the entire series of Super Dimension Fortress Macross. Well, it's dubbed and not subbed, unfortunately, it's still quite the feat. And it sure as hell beats the Robotech version, Topless Robot. And with the conclusion of the watch list, that's it for this week's Friday Ace. Tuning in to this week's episode. If you like what you heard and you want to send us comments, questions, feedback, or even tips for future stories, drop us a line over at fridayace.ousa@gmail.com. That's fridayace.ousa@gmail.com. Yes, I know we don't have an RSS feed just yet, so stay tuned, we're still working on that. In the meantime, if you wish to be subscribed in some form, head on over to the Otaku USA Twitter over at twitter.com/otaku_USA. Until the next, I'm Mike Dent, and here's some sage-like counsel. Don't sleep with your sister. Don't sleep with your sister. You just may go to hell. See you next days. Friday Ace, the podcast edition, is published under a Creative Commons 3.0 non-commercial share-alike license. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org.